Then he dived to the ground, disappearing in a flurry of smoke. Get down! Robin screamed at Matt. Smoking hands were reaching out for Matt. He could feel the heat from the stubby fingers. He dropped straight down to the ground, lying beside Robin on the steaming stone floor. Just before, a wall of water crashed out of the gloom. Lights they could hardly see exploded as the water hit. The shadowy figures standing above Matt and Robin were swept away. The air itself seemed to be washed clean by the wave, smoke dispersing, the whole place lit by the eerie glow of molten rock. Steam hissed from the walls as splashes and droplets evaporated in an instant. Then the water was gone. The wave had passed. Robin and Matt climbed slowly to their feet, splashing in the shallow waterfall that rolled down the steps into the lake now forming at the base of the amphitheater. Where's Harper? Robin asked. Matt hugged her tight, and they both stared at the scene below. The water had crushed the elemental figures together and hurled them down the steps. They'd smashed into Harper, taking him with them. Weakened and broken by the water, the elementals were coming apart, rock and earth becoming mud, sand and dirt breaking to pieces. In the middle of it, Harper was struggling, flailing. The water was rising as more swept down into the growing lake. He tried to clamber out, but he was mired in the mud. The lumpy, misshapen figures were collapsing round him, over him, dragging him down, like quicksand. His fingers grasped desperately for his laptop, but the water was pouring over it. He struggled to reach the keys, move the pointer, the screen hissed and went blank. And now, there was just his hand, scrabbling out of the viscous mud. The last of the creatures was sinking into the swamp, dissolving, melting. Bubbles broke the surface, as if the mud itself was boiling. But the volcano was sleeping again now. The water rippled gently, sand and dust bobbing on the tiny waves. Nothing else broke the surface.